Free Talk Live, you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on our site absolutely free. So enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
All right, we continue here. Take your calls about anything if you make them. Otherwise, we got all kinds of interesting stuff to talk about here, including a story out of Southwest Riverside News Network, SWRNN.com, where a parent complained that a dictionary in her son's classroom at Oak Meadows Elementary contained the term and definition for oral sex, prompting school officials in the Menifee Union School District to pull all copies of the book from its fourth and fifth grade classrooms last week.
I can't believe this is still going on.
Still?
Obviously, when I was a kid, going to the dictionary and looking up these terms was a big deal. But now, in the age of the internet, somebody cares whether kids are looking up in the dictionary these terms.
The words oral sex. Yeah.
Right. Well, I can't even remember what it was that we used to look up. But we'd look up the more technical terms for these areas on the naughty bits and mm-hmm. things like that and read them. And it was very exciting. You get several boys all gathered around in the library reading these things, and the odd girl now and then too.
So, not quite as exciting as sneaking a Playboy into the school or something like that.
That never happened at the Christian school I went to.
Really?
New. No. So, they did, however, one time some kid brought baking soda and called it cocaine. That caused a heck of a stir.
If you think about it though, Mark, you don't just, if you've got a dictionary, there's a lot of pages and a lot of words in that there dictionary. You have to know the terms oral sex to look for the terms
Indeed.
Oral sex. It reminds me, actually, and there's more to the story, including some comments from some parents. I want to get to that. But it reminds me of when I was in school, and I guess things have changed a bit since then. It's been more than a decade since I've been in school now. But they had and the school I went to was this gifted school for most of my middle school and high school years. But this school actually had elementary. It essentially went from, I think, third or fourth grade on up through 12th grade.
Mm-hmm.
And so everybody used the same library. All the kids were together in the same library, whether they were high school or elementary school. And there was actually a slang dictionary in this library.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you want to talk about a filthy, filthy dictionary. This was the greatest book I'd ever found in any library ever. And I miss it, actually. It's just a wonderful little, you can essentially find,
I'm sure you can find
Urban
it,
Dictionary
find it
probably does the trick online. And in fact, you can even find dictionary.com lists slang terms in there, but you just, the slang dictionary, that's all it was. It was a large size dictionary just full of all kinds of slang terms from the absolutely obscure, like stuff that you would find only used in the UK, for instance.
Right. Cobbers.
Right. And that was just, it was just wonderful. And that was in the school library when I went to school. So now they're taking Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary 10th edition out of the 4th and 5th grade classrooms.
Very reactionary.
Yeah. They were taken from a recommended reading list and put into...
You got to wonder how many kids are going to be... what kind of detriment is this going to have for kids? how many kids are going to want to look up a word and not be able to get education in the educational facility in their town because some mom saw that the dictionary had defined what oral sex was, and pretty clearly her kid must have... It seems likely, right? Look, Mom, let's see what the dictionary has in it. I wonder how he found out about it.
What they're likely going to do, Mark, is put in a kid's dictionary, because this is essentially a college-level dictionary, and they explain that the reason they're doing that is, or the reason the dictionary was there was because it was put there a few years ago to accommodate higher-level readers, said the spokesbureaucrat for the district. She said the reason behind buying the college-level dictionary is we have students who are reading at much higher levels. However, Cadmus said that when the parent who was volunteering in her son's classroom when she came across the word.
Oh, yeah, so she's looking up dirty words in the dictionary.
Yeah.
Nice.
Wow, I thought it was the kids that had found the term anyway. So it's Mom who found the term and freaked out. Anyway, she was volunteering in the classroom. She complained to the school's principal about the explicit language. Curriculum officials.
What a busybody.
Yep. Curriculum officials within the district made a decision to temporarily remove the books. Next, according to school board's policy, a committee consisting of site and district representatives will be formed to determine the extent to which the challenged material supports the curriculum, the educational appropriateness of the material, and its suitability for the age level of the student. The policy goes on to state that within 30 days of being convened, the review committee shall summarize its findings, and the superintendent or designee shall notify the complainant within 15 days of receiving the committee's written report. So there's all this bureaucracy that surrounds us.
But, of course, the dictionary is pulled in that time.
That's right. As for whether the dictionary will be replaced with one that some may deem more age-appropriate for 4th and 5th graders... Because some words you just can't know in fifth grade.
Yeah,
right?
Well, you know, the dictionary is it's a dangerous book because knowledge is power, and these people don't want them to have that.
Apparently not. As though your kids will never hear the terms oral sex by the time they reach 15 or 13 or whatever it is that kids are first hearing terms like that these days. You want to dumb down the kids, said one parent. This is a father of three children who attends the school. You don't create lifelong learners by sticking them in a box and telling them what books they can read.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he's absolutely right on that.
Well, you shouldn't send your kids to government schools if you don't want to stick your kids in a box.
Well, when you pay for it, I understand why.
I understand
why parents do it.
I do.
And I understand why he's out there arguing that you don't create lifelong learners by telling them what they can learn and what they can't learn, because that's exactly what they want to learn now. These kids want to know why, what all the hubbub's about.
It's not the worst word in the dictionary. Kids are going to be exposed to things, and it's the parent's job to explain it to them, not the teacher's or the school district's job. It's not such a bad thing for a kid to have the wherewithal to go and look up a word he may have even heard on the playground. To me, it's brilliant, he said. You have to draw the line somewhere. What are they going to do next? Pull encyclopedias because they list parts of the human anatomy, like the penis and vagina, said Rogers. It wouldn't surprise me.
What else are they going to do? I mean, you know, what's the obvious next step? Short step.
Roger said it's not uncommon for his 9-year-old son to come home and ask him what a word means, and he said he regularly has his son look up terms in the dictionary. He says he's reading at a level two or three times above where he should be. I really don't want this to affect my kids' learning abilities by dumbing down the books that they can access at school. But the bureaucrat said that parents took the right steps in reporting the word to the site's principal.
We have a zero tolerance policy when it comes to dirty words in the dictionary.
Who in turn contacted the district's curriculum director. There's a certain order of steps a parent can take due to the sensitive nature. The concern was given to temporarily pull the books from each class, said the bureaucrat. We are grateful that the parent who saw something sexually graphic brought it to our attention. I don't think the terms oral sex could be considered graphic in any way, shape, or form.
You know,
it's very clinical.
Let me tell you where this ends. In seventh grade at my Christian school, it might have been eighth grade, we had this, apparently the author was a local person, and we read this book. I think it was called The Cat in the Mirror. And in the book, they decided to go, there were some bad words in the book as far as they were concerned.
Sex with animals?
No, nothing like that.
Okay.
Just some exclamations.
Gotcha.
And they went through and they gave us a copy of each of us a copy of the book, and they went through with a permanent marker and marked out the bad words. And I decided, I've got a library card. I don't need to read this crap. So I went and got another copy. And it turned out that they had one too few copies, and because somebody had been sick or something like that. And I said, during class, I said, I have a copy. I have an extra copy. I went to the library and got it. And, just volunteered so this person would have a copy, and I gave it to them. And the teacher was pleased, but then she held me after class, and she's like, why did you do that? And I said, well, because I wanted to know what it said. And did you know that, and I said to her, did you know that one of the words that you guys crossed out was asinine?
Oh, jeez.
She's like, it doesn't matter which words that we crossed out. And I beg to differ. You know, I don't remember where this conversation went. Right, like at seventh grade age, I wasn't that great of a debater for an adult. But essentially, I read the book without the censorship, and I didn't die or anything like that. So it's just funny. This is what it ends in. It ends in asinine. Blocking out the word asinine.
You know, Mark, if you hadn't read that, if you had just been a good little boy and read the censored version of that book, you never would have ended up in a jail cell for 9 years.
That's right. Now we know what happened.
Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Your comments on this or whatever's on your mind, this is Free Talk Live.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Americans have heard much about change in recent times and are now waking up to the truth. Well, here's a few facts about your food you may want to change. Did you know that nearly 100% of the food on store shelves comes from a few corporations and that most is genetically engineered, chemically sprayed, and transported great distances? Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company, like you, wants to see Americans change and take control of their own food supply, one seed at a time. Over 12 years, we've become America's premier supplier of pure, non-GMO seeds with over 1,400 varieties. Gardeners and homesteaders know Baker Creek offers some of the most popular seed collection kits, like our large heirloom kit with 60 full-size seed packets for only $99. The kit contains 25 types of vegetables and comes packaged in a metal can for long-term storage for just $99. Look for our free catalog today at rareseeds.com. That's rareseeds.com or call 1-866-OLD. Seed. That's 1-866-653-7333 today.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
It's obvious God loves us and has a sense of humor. Why? Because He created peppermint. Hi, this is Dr. Catherine Albrecht for GetMint.com. We all know that mint is fun and delicious, but did you know it's also great for your health? Research shows mint can help soothe a headache or calm an upset stomach. It's antimicrobial and antiviral, so it's perfect for flu season, too. You can use it to chase bugs and mice out of your pantry without toxic chemicals, and kids love its great cool taste. GetMint.com offers quality peppermint and spearmint oils made right here in the USA by fourth-generation mint farmer Peppermint Jim. His pure, pungent mint oils are 100% natural, free from harmful chemicals, and very affordable. So improve your health and spice up your life with natural mint products from GetMint.com or call 1-800-345-9068. That's GetMint.com or 1-800-345-9068 and feel the minty freshness.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those, including our chat room. You can go to chat.freetalklive.com and get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners. It's open any old time. The best time is during the live show, chat.freetalklive.com.
21-year-old girl standing out at a public bus stop at 11:30 a.m. in the morning is grabbed, pulled into the bushes, and raped. A large dog viciously attacks a 19-year-old jogger. In a split second, she incapacitates the attacker. The difference? The Tiger Light, non-lethal defense system, the world's leading non-lethal protection device. You can find, you can get it at tiger.freetalklive.com, and it's a special rate for our listeners.
Tiger.freetalklive.com. All right, so we continue here with a story that you just, you thought the government schools couldn't get more absurd? Some government schools in one school district just banned the collegiate dictionary from fourth and fifth grade classrooms. And they're making it very clear that, look, we haven't banned all of the dictionaries.
It's a collegiate dictionary. It's only for college students.
Right. Our kids were really smart. Some of the kids were really smart. We brought these dictionaries in here to help them with their reading comprehension. And then some busybody mom came in and discovered that the terms oral sex were in the dictionary. And so she submitted a complaint. Actually, there's a follow-up article that says that upon further investigation, the terms oral sex were not in the dictionary in question. But they did find some objectionable terms in the dictionary. It's the freaking dictionary! And so they banned the dictionaries. They're still reviewing the question while the dictionary has been temporarily removed from the classrooms. It's
how
just
did,
crazy.
How is it that this woman found the oral sex and it didn't, you know, claim to have found the term oral sex in the dictionary, but she didn't? I mean, was that a different dictionary? It is bizarre.
I don't understand it at all. Let's go to Donald listening in Nebraska. Donald, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, good evening, guys.
Hey, I'm told you're listening on FM in Lincoln?
Yeah, well, there's kind of a pirate station out here. I was just flipping around one day, and I was listening. I heard Alex Jones, and wow, this is great. So
That is fantastic. I'm gonna make a note of that frequency and add it to our list of pirate/community stations.
Yes. Yeah, aggressive part 15s.
95.9. It's probably got about a mile or two radius.
Not too shabby. All right, so what's on your mind tonight, Donald?
Well, it's not surprising. Is this the same mother that complained about children playing tag at a school?
I couldn't tell you which mom did what, but, you know, it's amazing what they do complain about.
It is. Was she looking up oral sex because she wasn't getting any, or...
It's hard to say.
Just a busybody. Who knows what was going through her mind at the time. But this is what the result has been. Because one person is offended, everybody suffers.
Yeah, it's true. I see it as a level of control. She doesn't want to have her authority questioned by her child, who probably knows more words than she does.
It could very well. Who knows what possesses the people like this? I have no idea. I mean, I can't claim to know what it is that these people are thinking, but I can say that, oh my God, if that was my kid and you're pulling the collegiate dictionary out of the school, I'd be having a fit.
I tell you, my kids, I have no restrictions on their speech at all. I tell them to be respectful of people when they're outside the house, but I mean, the foul words fly around our place. Sometimes, so and
that's reality. That's just what happens. That's what, and it happens on the playground. It just, to me, these parents that just bury their head in the sand and want to believe that their children are just the most perfect little angels. They would never say any naughty words or look them up in the dictionary or anything like that. I mean, it's just what kind of a fantasy world do you have to live in to believe that about your children?
Absolutely. It's like people who believe in the American dream, and it's called the American dream because you have to be asleep to believe it.
I don't even know what the American dream is. Is it the whole white picket fence thing?
I don't know.
What is the American dream?
It's who knows anymore.
I don't know. I know what my dreams are, and I'm seeking them out, and I'm making them happen. I thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Whatever the American dream is, some sort of weird collective sounding dream.
Well, the way we're handling cussing at my house, Jack's on two at this point, so he's at that dangerous age where he could start hearing words and repeating them. And essentially, we're just not using them anymore. Mm-hmm. The policy on the show is we don't use the terms. The policy at the house is we don't use the terms. So I try to cut down on the use of the terms. I haven't been completely successful. I'm not, claiming to be better than anyone else or anything like that. That's just how we're handling it at our place. Yeah, I do not want Jack to use those terms in front of his mother. And and I do think that that would be disrespectful to her. She wouldn't like that. So, you know, I'm not going to handle it the way the caller did there, but, you know, I think everybody should handle it on their own. I'm also not going to take away a dictionary because it might have a term like that. I'm going to explain to him what that means when he's old enough to ask that question. Not when I think he's old enough to ask the question, but when he thinks he's old enough to ask the question.
And we get back to the issue of what happens when the government, when you've got this concept of public property that everybody has a right to, right? Because government schools we're forced to pay for them through tax dollars, property taxes in most cases.
Yep.
And this
woman here wants to create some kind of Puritan evangelical Christian school out of her public school.
And somebody else, some other parent might want to create a very liberal, secular kind of school out of the public school. And so you have a clash. You have a one set of parents that wants one thing, and I'm really generalizing here. I mean, there's probably 20 sets of parents that want 20 different things. But you've got different sets of parents that want different things from the government school system, and they clash, and they fight, and they argue. And
that's what government does. Is it sets groups of people against each other in order for them to grab hold of the gun, the powerful scepter that is the government,
right,
and then smack it over the head of the other group.
That's the
whole idea of it.
You get to force, essentially, the other group to pay for your brand of indoctrination.
Just look at the Democrats and the Republicans back and forth, grabbing the scepter of power, smacking each other in the head with it, and it's disgusting.
So the only solution to this problem, of course, is to get the government out of education. Then busybodies like this lady that found, sex in the dictionary and freaked out about it, busybodies like her can go and have their puritanical Christian school that prohibits any kind of, outside of the box learning as far as their particular belief system. And similarly, you can have a secular school that doesn't have any religious component to it at all, or whatever. You can have whatever kind of education you want if you just let the marketplace handle it. Because if there's a demand, there will likely be somebody who's in search of a profit out there to supply the people who are making those demands.
Sure.
Instead of having a small group of activists take control of some political arm and mold it in the way that they think is best for society,
right,
which is what we have today.
The claim is that everybody else should be as active as these activists, as if they don't have lives and the only thing that they need to be doing is trying to keep the government apparatus, the government apparatus out of other people's hands,
yep,
so that they can live free. No, that's not fair. That's not right. That's not just.
As soon as the stealing stops, as soon as we can get to the point where enough people just stop paying taxes for these government schools, it's all over then. Because as soon as each individual gets to allocate their own resources in the way they think is appropriate on a voluntary, consensual basis, then the government doesn't have the ability to wield power anymore over us and
couldn't afford to
enforce their indoctrination camps on our kids. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever's on your mind.
It is the new year. Life as we know it is changing. Maybe it's time to change your health habits. Life Change Tea could be your answer for better health. Rid your body of toxins and chemicals and lose weight naturally. No caffeine, great taste, and incredible results. Made in the USA and formulated by a PhD. You can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Life Change Tea will help balance your body and increase your energy. Life Change Tea, changing America's health, one tea bag at a time.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
HempUSA.org urges everyone to plan ahead for possible food shortages in the future. We offer this dense, nutrient-storable food directly from the farm to your door. What the world needs is our energy-packed hemp food in a storable, portable form that can easily and quickly be picked up for travel. This food contains readily available protein, amino acids, essential fatty acids, digestive enzymes, and major minerals. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. And with prices rising in every sector, the investment in your future is critical to have some storable food available. It wasn't raining when Noah built the ark, so be practical and be wise. Call 908-691-2608 and place your order today. If food shortages don't come, you can always rotate our hemp foods back into your daily food supply. To place your order, learn more, and see numerous other great products, visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number. Just dial on in, toll-free at 800-259-9231. It's 1-800-259-9231, and tonight it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free. And those features include archives going back all the way to the beginning of 2009, right in our podcast now. You don't have to download the torrents anymore, though the torrents are still up on the site. Not sure how much longer we're going to keep them around. Because right now we are giving you over a year's worth of the show in the podcast. You just click and download what you want. I guess the torrents are nice because you can get them an entire month with one click. But at the same time, the torrents are so slow in comparison to the other ones. So anyway, we're figuring all that out. But we are working busily to expand the amount of archives you can receive for free, of course, at freetalklive.com. So we're going back to the beginning of 2009 right now in the podcast. Listen for more announcements coming, hopefully, within the next few weeks.
The 12-year process of public education has a dramatic effect on the mind of a child. When we enter school, many of our best personality attributes are already in place. We are curious, innovative, unique, creative, and hopeful in many ways that many of us are rarely able to replicate throughout the rest of our lives. Over time, school sucks those natural gifts out of too many people and replaces them with predictability, obedience, and apathy. Oh, and it's funded by theft. School Sucks Podcast is a show about the end of public education. Visit schoolsucksproject.com to learn more.
Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. We go to your phone calls and the fun. Gene, the Christian anarchist in Tennessee, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Gene.
Hello, I was going to mention my pirate radio here. I've got a little 5-watt that I finally got the antenna tuned on it, and I get about 2 miles range on this guy.
Yeah, that's great. How high up is your antenna?
It's just in my second-story window.
Nice.
But I've got a new one on order that I just ordered from eBay. It's a 20-watt FM.
Ooh.
Comes with the coax and the antenna. It was, I think, right around $249.
What brand is it? Is it the Chinese HLLY brand?
Yes, I believe that is exactly what it is. And so I'm waiting for that one to be shipped over from Hong Kong.
Right.
And when I get that one up, I expect to have about a 5-mile range.
Well, that's fantastic.
So better.
What are you airing on your pirate radio station?
I'm doing GCN's stream number 2.
Oh, okay, great. So Free Talk Live, whenever it's on live, is on your radio station.
Yeah, now I've got Alex on there. I've had a few disagreements with Alex over the years, but I've had a couple disagreements with you too. But
well, you know, you can't. It's tough. As the guy that's programming the Liberty Radio Network, which is essentially an online stream that runs 24 hours a day. It's a loop of some of what I think are the better liberty oriented podcasts out there. You can't be too choosy, because if you try to be too restrictive on your principles as far as applying them toward the other radio shows.
To mention just personality differences. I mean, you know, when you're talking about liberty-loving individuals, they tend to be rugged individualists, which can translate into a-holes sometimes.
Well, there's one guy in particular I was thinking of, Tim Doctor, who is an entertaining personality, who bills himself as a libertarian. There was one show that he did, and he only does little quick clips, like 3 or 4 minute long clips. There was one that he did that was very pandering to the troops, and I listened to that and I thought, oh God, I don't know how much if I want to keep this guy on. But on the other hand, I like the guy, and I generally find his stuff to be amusing when I listen to it, when I monitor the station and I hear it come up.
And it was guys like Neil Bortz, who is, you know, fits that mold pretty well. What you're talking about, the sort of libertarian on domestic policies, but neocon on the rest of the stuff. He was the guy that brought us along to some extent in the Liberty movement.
I was influenced by Bortz to some extent.
Here. Sure.
Well, like I've said in the past, everybody's on their own individual path to liberty, and people are at different levels along those paths. And some of the things I kind of actually like a lot of what Alex does, because it's so darn scary that maybe it'll get some people thinking. You know what I mean? It might scare them into actually trying to make a change in their existence.
Did you see the YouTube with the Joker thing where he was, pretending
the
that
posters
he was
all over the place?
No, he was like imitating the Joker himself. He had done.
Oh, I did see that.
Yeah,
it was hilarious.
It was. It was. I saw it with Ian, and I found it to be very motivating. However, I showed it to my wife, and she's like, she wasn't motivated at all. She found it. She's like, this guy's a wackaloon. I would never listen to it. Like, I want to stop listening now. So I think that it's different. Messages for different people, work. So,
and you may find that the same person will reach you with a one message one day and just turn you off the next day.
Yep. It's the story of my life.
Thanks, Gene. Anything else you want to share tonight?
No, today is a Needle Ian night, I think. I'm going to keep riding you.
I like that night.
Ian, actually, I love your show. I think you got the best Liberty show on the air.
Well, you wouldn't still be here if you didn't like the show, right, Gene?
That's right, and I wouldn't be an amplifier, and I wouldn't be on your boards putting up with the trolls.
All right, that's enough backpatting. I appreciate the call, and thank you so much for making it tonight. And good luck with your station. Let us know how that 20 watts works out for you. I think
I will.
What you might find is that the coverage doesn't increase dramatically when you double or triple the wattage. It's just, I hope you get the 5 miles and let us know what happens. Thanks for the call.
Okay.
800-259-9231. I am a radio geek.
It's not the power of your transmitter. It's the height of your tower.
Antenna. Yeah, and he's got it up in the second floor inside the house. So if he were to get that out on like a 10-foot push-up pole, or I guess you probably need more than 10 feet to get up to a second story, but get that up above your roof line, basically, probably would do a little bit better.
Yep.
And he just picked that up off of eBay. You go up to eBay, and there's all kinds of FM transmitters. You can just order them directly from the manufacturer. The FCC doesn't know about that stuff. The FCC has no idea where you're ordering transmitters from. They don't track that.
They don't have two vans for the U.S.?
No, they have to have at least three to triangulate a signal.
Okay.
I don't know how many they have,
but
they have to
have
at least three. Otherwise, you can't triangulate without three.
I thought it was two that triangulate.
No. No, you need three receivers in order to triangulate. 3 points triangle?
I don't think that's correct.
Okay, well, you check that out for me, all right? Hey, we just got a call a little while ago from, since we're talking about pirate radio or community radio, we got a call from Lincoln, Nebraska. I said I'd add it to my list. I've got a list. We've got the affiliates list at affiliates.freetalklive.com. The top of the page is our licensed, our 60-plus licensed.
The real radio station.
AM and FM. Well, when you say real, you mean like thousands of watts, kind of hundreds or thousands of watts kind of radio stations. But at the very bottom of the page, we do have a list of what they call Part 15 AM and FM stations, which are technically legal stations that are operating at like a tenth of a watt, basically. And then below that, there's an actual section where we've listed the pirate stations that we know that we've popped up on in the past. And the tricky part about pirate or community stations is that you never know when you go away. Like, we get a phone call in from somebody, like the guy that called from Lincoln a few moments ago, Donald. And he says, well, he's listening on 95.9 in Lincoln, Nebraska. Okay. Well, actually, we already had that on our list. I just have forgotten about it because you don't get the calls from there that often. And I guess that's a good sign, right? Because we've had 95.9 in Lincoln on our list for who knows how long. I don't keep track of when we add the pirate stations to our list. But it was long enough to where I'd forgotten it was there, which means they've been on the air the entire time, most likely.
Well, at least these two nights.
Well, it seems likely that they've been on the entire time. And that's good news because it shows that you can get away with operating your own FM transmitter as long as you've got a community that you're operating in that doesn't really care. Because if nobody calls the FCC, then nobody's going to know. Then the FCC won't know about it.
I think the first and most important step is to not be a jerk about it.
Yeah,
you've got to not step on other people's signals. Be far away from them. You can't be what they call primary or secondary interference. It means that you need to be two clicks down the dial from anybody.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And in both directions.
In most places around this country, there are going to be plenty of open spots on the dial.
New York City, not so much.
Right. There's a neat little website called Radio Locator, radio-locator.com. You can actually go, and they have a little tool. You can search and put in a city and a state, and it will tell you what the open frequencies are and what the best frequencies are in which you can use. There's more coming up here. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com and get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. You'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs, plus a free extra gift so sensual we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, free shipping. And no, we're not teasing. Just type COIN for the offer code upon checkout. That's offer code COIN at adamandeve.com.
In an ancient time, in a land where the fates of mortals were determined by gods, only one man had the courage to defy them all. Fear nothing, and let's show death and the gods alike that we're the ones to be afraid of. Odysseus, the Rebel. Now available from Big Head Press. Order the graphic novel for only $12.95. Visit comicshoplocator.com, Amazon, Borders, Barnes & Noble, and other fine booksellers.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. We'll do our best to get your call in if you make it right now to 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you all the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. You want to help out the show? You can go to promote.freetalklive.com. Get a whole list of things you can do. Flyers, you can put banners up on your website. You can even design your own stuff with our graphics that we give you to use for that stuff over at promote.freetalklive.com. Of course, another good way to help us out is to get us on local radio stations around the country. You can go to localfaq.freetalklive.com, localfact.freetalklive.com, to learn more about how to make that happen. But sometimes, try as you might, they're just dragging their feet. Those other radio stations are just dragging their feet. Some of our listeners have taken Free Talk Live into their own hands and purchased their own transmitters, as we were just talking to Gene, the Christian anarchist, a moment ago about his little 5-watt transmitter that he says gets him about 2 miles in any direction. And I think I think it's great that people are just going ahead and saying, you know what, I'm just going to do my own radio station. We've actually even put up a resource for those of you that are interested in doing that sort of thing. You can go to pirate.freetalklive.com. It'll take you to our free radio forum, which has some interesting links to places you can pick up equipment. And those of you who are doing this sort of thing can share experiences and that sort of stuff. So pirate.freetalklive.com. All right, we continue with Ryan in Washington. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ryan.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to mention there's two forms of triangulation that can be done on a radio signal, one that requires at least 3 points and one that requires 2 points.
Ah, so Mark was right.
Mark is actually correct, yeah.
Well, we were both right.
How do you do the 2.1?
So the 2.1, basically what you do is you have if you grab a piece of paper and you like draw an X for a transmitter and two dots, it'll help you visualize it a lot, two dots being your receivers.
You need to get that clear.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, I don't.
Okay.
If you are able to determine that the direction a signal is coming from, what you do is you take your receiving point, your dot, and say the signal is coming from, 0 degrees straight ahead. You take your dot and you put it on your map where you are and you draw a line at 0 degrees. And then you go to your second receiving station and say, the signal is coming from 270 degrees or directly to the left. Then you draw a line to the left, and where the lines intersect is the location of the transmitter.
Generally, right? I mean, you wouldn't be able to...
Well, that's what I understood triangulation to be.
Okay, so it depends entirely on how accurately you can measure the direction that the signal is coming from.
He's a popular guy.
No, somebody left a message.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a message now. Sorry about that. the other form that's the form that's commonly used for radio direction finding is to go to two known points and then determine the direction that the signal is coming from. Because it's actually easier to determine the direction that a signal is coming from than how far away it is.
So the third point is the transmitter. The third factor in the triangle there is the transmitter, basically.
Correct. Yes.
Interesting. Thanks for sharing that. Anything else you want to talk about?
Well, I don't know. I could cover the other form real quick.
How does triangulation work with threes? Okay.
Yeah, with threes. So basically with three, what you do is you use the distance. So you have a known point, and you draw a circle around the point that represents how far away the transmitter is. And then you get another point, you draw another circle, and what you'll see is that the circles will intersect at, unless they happen to be right in the center, they'll intersect at least two points. And then the third point will only intersect with one of the intersections of the circles. And that's where your transmitter is.
How'd you learn all that stuff?
Actually, I was curious about how GPS worked.
Oh.
And also, I'm a radio geek like you are, so I've done some direction finding, like amateur radio. They call it bunny hunts.
Yeah, that's who's going to track you down, by the way. If you ever are out there breaking some sort of FCC rule, it's usually the amateur operators that will come after you because they're just a bunch of lackeys.
Well, they have fun, too.
Yeah, they have fun tracking down people breaking the rules.
It's seen as fun for them too, and they kind of will do it to enforce their own. Because the FCC doesn't really care about the amateur bands, so they will kind of find the source and then lodge a complaint with the source determined to get people out of their bands. So anyway,
thanks for sharing that, Ryan. Appreciate the info tonight at 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Matt in New Jersey. Matt, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Matt. In New Jersey, going once.
Yeah, I just want to see you guys take your clothes off.
Okay, how can we take our clothes off? How can you get us to? Hello?
Just take it off piece by piece.
Is there context to this call? Are you trying to persuade us to take our clothes off?
It is the radio.
This is awful. Sorry, thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. It sounded like he was listening on the radio, like he wasn't even listening to us on the phone or not even talking to us. I didn't even feel like I was having a conversation with him. I wouldn't have minded talking about taking our clothes off. Mark, you have taken your shirt off at one point in the past.
Well, it
was a historic moment.
Yeah, the listeners were demanding it.
The listeners had been demanding it for a long time, and what happened was it was at one of the Porcupine Freedom Festivals here in New Hampshire. The Free State Project puts on a summertime camping gathering-style event, and it's a lot of fun. Whitney, one of our listeners and one of our ladies of the Shrine of Female Listeners, came up and made you an offer you really couldn't refuse.
I couldn't refuse it because there are a bunch of Free Talk Live listeners around, and you can essentially the offer was if I take my shirt off, she'll take hers off, and people were much more interested in seeing that, so I pretty much had to do it, or the crowd would lynch me.
Oh, you're acting like it was the crowd. Come on.
What?
It's not like your wife is listening tonight. I mean, you didn't mind seeing Whitney with her top off.
Oh, yeah, that was nice, too.
Okay. All right, toll-free number, 800-259-9231. So we've talked about the hosts on this show getting naked, or at least one of them. I don't know if anyone cares to see my... You wouldn't even really be able to see me. I mean, I'm so white and thin. I mean, if you could see me, it would likely reflect the flash of the camera, and it would be bad.
You used to do the show in your underpants in Florida.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, more times than I care to mention.
We didn't have a webcam back then. I'd still do it for the right amount of money, although it's a little chilly.
Nobody's going to pay you.
Yeah, that's just the thing. Let's continue and go to Brian in Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Brian.
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
What's on your mind, Brian?
What are you doing?
Oh, not much. I just heard your topic tonight and decided I'd like to call in because this is my first time actually listening live to you guys, but I'm actually also transmitting live your broadcast with a pirate radio station I just picked up last night.
Interesting.
Oh, that's
exciting. The first time you've listened to the show, but you're broadcasting the show?
No, not the first time I listened. I usually listen to the podcast. I listen to the podcast pretty much 6 days a week since June, but actually the first time I've actually transmitted it was last night for about an hour and tonight for the entire show.
So what did you pick up? And what are you running?
I'm using a it's kind of a cheap version. It's a HLLY TX99A I got off eBay.
What'd you pay for it? How many watts?
It's 5 watts. I paid $113, actually, and it came with the antenna and everything.
So it's like plug and play. I mean, you plug that sucker in, find an open frequency, and you're good to go.
Yeah, pretty much. Basically, what I did, it comes also with a plug-in. You can plug it into the speaker jack of your laptop or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I've got it. Actually, it's kind of funny. I actually got it sitting on the floor of my kitchen right now. And it's transmitting, and I had my teenager, he asked a couple of his buddies around town if they could listen. They're like, yeah, I'm hearing some talk show on this radio channel. So somebody's going out a half mile and three-quarter of a mile, but it's really fuzzy, they said.
Sure. So. Cool, man. And that's from inside your kitchen. With the, that's where the antenna is.
Yeah, it's actually sitting next to me right now.
No, that's that is pretty nice.
If you look on the website, it's kind of a funky. It's like one of those extender rod, like you have on your radios, like you extend the antenna out.
Yeah,
like
a whip.
Four of them,
telescoping
five of them.
Whip. Yeah.
Yeah, a telescoping whip, but it's all screwed together, so it's kind of like some weird quadruped kind of antenna that kind of stands up. I don't know how to describe it other than that, really.
My concern with those transmitters, you've got a 5-watt Chinese brand transmitter. My concern is whether or not they have the right filtering in them that filters out the harmonics. So with radio transmitting, if you're transmitting on like 100 megahertz, then there's this thing, I guess this factor that you call harmonics, and I'm not a radio engineer or anything like that. I just know the bare minimum. But essentially, that your transmission may show up on 200 megahertz and 400 megahertz unless you have the appropriate filtering in the radios. When I was looking into it, they made the claim that they did put those into their transmitters, and
they
I don't know
PLL.
Mm-hmm.
So they said it was a digital PLL.
That's phase locked loop. What was the rest of it?
Yeah, they said it was digital PLL stereo transmitter.
Yeah, PLL just basically means it stays on its frequency. It doesn't shift. It doesn't go, drift, essentially, to different frequencies. Hey, thanks for the call. Appreciate you doing that out there. It's a brave thing.
And well, just don't do it in the towns at the times we have other affiliates on.
Yeah, that's right. Right. All right. So we're done for tonight. And respect your neighbors. Don't transmit over top of them. And be good. More coming up tomorrow night.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Libby's 100% Pure Pumpkin. Learn how to give everyday recipes a nutritional boost with the power of pumpkin at verybestbaking.com. When choosing fruits and vegetables, orange or yellow are your best bets. Vegetables like butternut squash, pumpkin, or yellow peppers are rich in nutrients that are linked with lower risks of certain cancers and heart disease. On the fruit side, cantaloupe, bananas, and oranges offer the same benefits, plus one more. Kids love them. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.